says he, frowning. "An unusual woman. Her husband, a petty chieftain, is at present a prisoner in the hands of King Gobazai of Leicester, and the lady, Madame Ulibawork, has let it be known that she will not set foot outside her citadel until he is restored to her." "So, this is the Lady of Shalott." I had to explain that I'd heard of her. "Well, she's outside it now, with a vengeance. Her husband's subjects are unaware of that. While she is away with you, they will suppose her secluded by her vow, which makes a convenient excuse for her absence from public view."
"You mean it was cooked up just for this?"
"Speeny knows her of old, I gather. Is she a political of ours?" "Not quite that. She will be paid for this service, of course, which reminds me. Moore has a purse of $200 for your expenses." "Yes," says he, taking another tug of his face furniture, hesitant-like. "Another thing you should know is that, Madame Ulibar is peculiarly qualified for this mission by being herself a Galla. Indeed, she is the younger half-sister of the rival queens, Mastiat and Wakite, the child of a concubine, and so excluded from the throne. A position," he sounded almost apologetic, "which Speedy tells me she very much resents."
End of CD 2.